You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
What's love got to do? Just kidding. Hi.
Hi.
You've had the best day today, huh?
The best day ever. But before we get into my best day, we're going to talk about... So you had mentioned earlier that a certain person that we had just barely talked to sounded like a certain person that was famous. Yeah, that was famous. Well, I think I've told you this before, but lots of people have said I sound like somebody.
Who?
Do you know? And I want to get people's opinions. Who? What?
Say, can you please go this way?
Can you please go this way?
Yep, I know exactly
who it is. Who is it?
Denzel Washington.
No. No, they say I sound like Mindy Kaling.
Let me Google her.
She was on, I think, like the Mindy Show.
Oh, the girl from The Office? Oh, yes.
Yes,
the girl from the... Yes.
Now, I don't know if I do sound like her. Not look like her. You're like looking at me
I know you don't look like her. You're not... Is she Indian?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking at you because of the voice. I could see it, actually.
Like, I've heard that from multiple people. They've said, oh my gosh, you sound just like Mindy Kaling. And I'm like, what? I do? So, anyways.
Yes. I can actually... I can actually see that, hear that. When I say see it, I mean I can hear it. But yeah, that woman that you just ran into sound exactly like Mia Goth, too.
Yeah, and I didn't even know who that was.
I have somewhat of a crush on Mia Goth. There's something about her.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, anyways. Okay, so let's talk about a bunch of stuff today.
Hi. Yeah, what a week.
I know.
What a week. It's been stressful for both of us, and I know you've had, I think it's been more of a day for you. I've had my share of days this week, but I think today specifically has been more of a day for you.
No, I think the other day was worse.
Jeez, I guess this has been so many...
so many days.
I'm like, what happened? Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That other day that both of us were just like...
Yes.
Like, it was horrible.
Yeah, but you were legit mad.
I was legit mad, and I don't get mad like that.
And you were mad today.
I wasn't mad at you today. I'm telling you, I was not mad. He called me out in front of, like, some people that I didn't want to be called out in front of. I wasn't mad. I was like, are you calling me out? That's just how I sounded. But I wasn't mad when I said it.
Well, when I was in front of the people that you're talking about, they gave me a face. They were like,
No, they took that as mad. If they heard me, when they got here, I was like, yeah, you know how many F-bombs I've dropped today? Like, and today wasn't even the worst of it. Like, if they would have been here, was it yesterday?
No, I think that was, it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday, yes.
Wednesday.
I know, I have to do that too.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. So yeah, it's been like a day. I think for me, I'm like very self-critical. And I think that like, today my stuff has been coming out. Like I have been judging myself way too harshly today. That has been my issue today. This last Wednesday, I just was mad at everybody.
I know. I tried to get you to help me shave Bella's butthole and you didn't even want to do it.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, this is actually a true statement that he's saying.
I know. So Bella gets her poop stuck in streaks on her ass. So if that's my cue, like, oh, I better shave her. And you were going to help me with it.
So what happened was that I was like, well, you just need to cut like the backside of her. You know, her hair was really long. Anus. And so what I did is I just took my scissors and I was like, no, I'm just going to cut. So I just kind of cut, you know, like the back of her. And I was like, oh, it's better. But then we had somebody come in and said, hey, you can borrow these shears or what, not shears, but the clippers.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I was like steaming mad at like everything that was going on. And I just, sometimes I feel like a glorified babysitter.
Yeah.
Like at work. And so it's like.
We are.
And so I'm like, okay. I was like, I am tired of people not understanding rules. And I'm like a rule follower and a law follower. And like, I don't like when people make excuses for not following a certain. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Like, it's right there in black and white, but you're interpreting it like this.
I get so frustrated with that.
I know. We've had a day, remember? Yeah. But anyways, and so when he got the clippers, he's like, okay, let's go. Let's do it. And I at that point, I was so mad. I was like, no, I don't want to do
door.
It. I shut
you
my...
locked me out.
I locked him out of my office. But...
yeah, but I know I get it. I get it. So, like, when I'm going through my... similar, actually, what you just said, hey, here's what should happen. Here's this rule, this whatever it is, right? Well, but no, I'm interpreting it this way. Okay, well, that's great, but here it is. And then when they keep, like, I don't know, when things keep happening, that's when I lose my temper, too. So, like, when I'm in the middle of that, if you're a voice of reason, sometimes you don't want to hear a voice. Because I remember at the time, I was like, no, it'd be fun to shave Bella's butthole. And you're like, uh-uh. And I'm like, oh, come on, you know. So, like, and obviously, I'm not in that headspace that you're in.
Right.
I'm, like, not even mad or anything. Right. But I know when I'm mad and you're not mad and you're like, no, you're cool. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, this is, I will never recover from this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't get this way very often. I just want everybody to know that.
You've been this way for every day for the year that I've been here.
You liar.
No, but it's been... no, it's been a few times this week, but that's just because it's been this week.
I've had a week. And the funny thing is that I've gone home and I've also had, like, it's still been that week. Not that I yelled at Peaches because she doesn't do anything. Oh, but
her name
is
Nectarines.
That's cute. No, but I do yell at my TV sometimes. Or I do, well, it's only when I think they're stupid. Or
like what? Like
I don't know.
Are you watching the news?
No, I don't. I watch like crime television when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're like the people that watch sports that are yelling at their team for not hitting a goal or whatever it is. But yours is like true crime where they're like, no, I know it was him.
But mine's only when I'm mad. So I was like, yeah, I was just, I don't know. It's been a week, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I did the same thing today with you. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but you were like, so-and-so said this. Because it's been X amount of time. And I go, if they want to get technical, I have 2 more days. And you were like, no, they're cool. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm just ready for a fight. Especially at this, well, mine's been specifically for the past few weeks. But it's just like, no matter what encounter I have, I'm ready for the fight. And then you're like, well, no, they're saying hi. I'm like, oh, to say what?
But we did have a good week. I mean,
we did not.
Well, we did have a good, what day was that? I don't remember. Well, anyways, what did we do this week? We went to.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we went to. Dun, 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 dun. We went to the symphony.
We did. And it was really cool.
And you know what? In all honesty, I'm someone where if you were to look at me as a person on a piece of paper and say, okay, he has these traits, this quality, he likes this, I would be the last person you'd ever find on paper at a symphony. I would go again, hands down. I would go to that same one. I'd go to it like that place. I would, hands down, any time of the day, any time of the year, I would go. It was so cool.
He did have one complaint, though.
I don't remember.
The brownies.
Oh, yeah, the brownies sucked. Same with the
Rice Krispies.
The Rice Krispies sucked.
But other than that.
They should serve wine.
But other than that, it was good. It was really, it was super good. It was a Latin director, a composer. Or Latin composers. Composers, stop. But like,
deposition.
But it was really good, and they had an opera singer, and then they had.
She was great. I wanted to meet her. Her name was not Monica. It was, what was it? How'd she say it?
Monica.
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 I'm like, do you mean Monica Geller?
Monica Geller. But it was really fun. And then we also got to bring my other friend, who's probably going to listen to this. So, what up, Annie?
What's up, Annie? Anne of Green Gables.
But anyways, that was really fun. And
I would go again, and it was so cool. I was mesmerized by everything, especially the dancers that they would come up in their clothing, traditional.
They were in their traditional, like, whatever country they were presenting. They came in the traditional clothing.
Yeah, like, the guy had, like, it was, like, the hat with the feathers and all that. It was cool. And the stomping and the...
it was really good. Like, I really liked that.
Yeah. I can say I'm cultured.
I believe you are.
And I'm a symphony guy.
Yeah, you are. And we're going to go again. I really want to go to, like, one that does movies or Disney or...
They were what were they doing?
Well, they had like a Pixar one. They were going to do music from Pixar films. They also had the Star Wars one that they were going to do music from all the Star Wars, which I would have loved. I would have loved. And then they had... I'm trying to think of which ones they had. Anyways, there were several coming up.
I can't remember. There was a film where I was like, oh, I wanted to see that one. But I can't remember which one it was.
Jurassic Park would be cool, too, to hear, like, the music of Jurassic Park or the music of, like, John Williams or anybody that writes music for movies. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, it was the Wizard of the Wizard of Oz. And there was another one, too. I can't remember. But, yeah, I would go see that.
But it was cool because they had, like, I don't know if they showed the movie in the background and then they played it.
I think they do.
And that looked really cool.
That would be cool. Have you ever heard of The Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd?
No.
Sorry. But what it is like you're supposed to, when you put on the movie The Wizard of Oz, you know Dark Side of the Moon. But do you know Pink Floyd?
Not really.
Well, they have an album called The Dark Side of the Moon. And apparently when you put on Pink Floyd, I'm sorry, when you put on The Wizard of Oz, you mute it. And then you press play on the album of the Pink Floyd, and it's supposed to be really trippy. Like when you're letting the album
narrate
the actual movie, and apparently it's like spot on. And they did not mean to do that or whatever. I mean, it's a lot of people that like to do like
acid. Right. People probably plan it that way.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're like, what sounds good to this? Yeah. Ooh, this one's a little, you know, I'm
but
sure.
Apparently, it's like the whole thing. There's like the whole thing is perfectly on it. But apparently, it's a lot of guys that like to do like acid or whatever. You know?
Yeah, they're probably tripping while they're watching it.
I wanted to try it.
Okay, all right. So I know one thing that we have talked about working on. Like, I don't know if it's the calmer nervous system's down or if it's just to like help us like throughout the day. We're going to talk a little bit about prayer.
Yeah.
Because
I've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah. No, seriously. Like, I feel like you and me need it a lot.
You know, what's funny. I do want to blow our cover. We have words written down here. And I thought that said sympathy.
Oh, sympathy.
Yeah. That's why I was like, wait. I was like, sympathy. I was like, oh, yeah. Thinking. Anyway. But yeah, prayers are... you just feel better. And I'm someone who's somewhat new to it.
Yeah.
You're not.
No, I pray all the time.
And you've been doing that consistently your whole life, huh?
Yeah.
Do you feel better when you pray?
Not all the time.
Do you ever feel like God does not answer your prayers?
Well, sometimes. I know we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when you ask for an answer and you're like, I don't think I'm getting it. I feel like I'm getting it. That is your answer.
Yeah, the people that I was talking to today, I spilled your beans.
Yeah,
they said the same thing. They were like, "Well, if maybe you feel like," they said two things. They said, "If you don't get the answer you're looking for, maybe that is the answer, and that you need to make the decision."
Yeah.
Or he's already told you.
Yeah, that's
through people
true.
Or whatever.
That's true.
He's not going to tell you again.
Right.
Like, you're just, especially if you're praying about it, you know.
Right.
You're like, well, what if I'm hoping for a different answer or whatever, like whatever it is. And you're like,
right.
I already told you. You must not build that house.
Yeah.
You must not go to the bathroom at the park.
Okay.
You must not dye your hair red.
Oh, okay.
Only blue.
Only blue. But like, I just feel like that's something that like, I don't know. I need to be more consistent with doing it. Like, it's not that I don't do it every day. I pray every day, every morning, every night, sometimes during the day. You know what I mean?
Do you pray with intention?
I always pray with intention.
I used to not. I was telling the people today that I was talking about, I was like, if you're making a prayer in your mind and there's a vessel and it's supposed to be a clear pathway up to God, I've had it before where I was like, nope, it's hitting a roof. It's like my prayer is not going anywhere. I think it's because what I used to do was just pray for the idea that like I prayed, not genuinely.
Oh, not praying. For like something that like, so a lot of things like that I do when I pray is I pray about everything.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you know how like, let's say you have a bunch of secrets in your life.
Yeah.
Like Jet, you just robbed that bank right there.
Okay.
And you know,
we got to get out the air.
And you know, I mean, this is not real, but like, you know that what you did was bad, right? Mm. Well, you wouldn't go to the cops and say, hey, I'm the one that robbed the bank, right? Obviously you're probably going to hide that, but, and I'm being extreme by the way.
Yeah.
But God can see it all. God knows everything, right? But at the same time, I don't feel troubled to talk to God about my issues.
Me neither. I actually feel like I can be 100% honest with him. I think what I was mainly thinking was like, I was like, I think I'll be a better person and I know I should pray, but there's really, but I'm not living lifestyle and I'm not living, like I'm not meaning it. What it was more along the lines of like, oh, I should pray. I know I probably should pray. So let's just pray for the sake of praying instead of like, no, I'm actually not going to pray for the sake of praying. I'm going to pray because I mean it.
Right.
That was the difference. And when I shifted that, I was like, oh, I feel like he hears him now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he heard him, but it didn't feel like he heard him before.
Right. And if you've never like been in the place where you're like, oh yeah, he's like a loving father. He's like somebody that we can talk to. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I can tell my problems to. He knows my struggles, you know, and then everything I have is because of that person, you know, or because of him, you know, like be thankful, be grateful, but also tell him your problems. Like, it's just like if you were to go to your own father or your own mother and tell them your issues, right? If you felt yeah. extremely close to, I know you're close to your mom. If you're going straight to your mom and being like, this is what I struggle with. It's the same thing about prayer.
Yes.
Like you can still go and you can pray like that and you can tell all of your problems, all your issues, all the things you want to work on, all the things you're grateful for, all the things that you have because of him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I feel like there's some certain times, depending on what I'm praying about, it will be like more, and I didn't mean the word professional, like not professional, but like more like serious, where I'm like.
Right, intention.
Oh my, intention. Yeah, and there's other that is definitely a little bit more casual that I'm like, hey, yeah. I'm just like, hey, thank you for getting me up, for giving, you know, giving me breath, and giving me vision in my eyes and everything. And like, I'm yeah. like, whatever that looks like, right? And that's like a little bit more like cool.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, oh, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I need you. I am lost and I just need help with this.
Right, right. Yeah.
And I'm like more serious about that where I'm like, Bella, don't look at me. I'm praying. Where the other days I'm like, la da da da, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean that's good. You should pray. But and I think it's funny because just because we've been talking about this prayer thing, I've calmed down like a little bit. Like I'm coming down.
Yeah.
Which is good because like I've been so stressed.
Which is what I was trying to do because the people that were in my office today,
yeah,
I felt peace, and that's why I was like,
of course you did.
And then you were like,
It's because I was having an attitude and I was just like, I am not having a good day and I just don't want to be. It's so funny. Like, I have no problem telling people like I love you or like, mm-hmm. thank you for this or being grateful for you or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
But if I'm mad.
Oh, yeah.
Do not tell me you love me. I will not say it back. No, 100%. If I am in. Because my husband does that all the time, and I'm like, shut the F up.
You're like, shut the F up.
And I don't say that. I don't say that around him because I don't swear around him. But he'll do that. He'll be like, I love you.
And you're like, that's the last thing you want to hear.
I do
like,
not.
You mean right now? You want to be nice to me? I don't want that. I want you. No.
Don't tell me you love me when I'm mad.
I get so mad with the voice of reasoning. Like if I'm like, I hate this and I hate everybody. I hate people. People suck. And you're like, no, you don't feel that way. I'm like, yes, I do.
I tell you that all the time. What are you talking about?
I know, but when I'm in the middle of being mad, I think I mean it. And then when I'm like calm down, I'm like, I love people.
You do.
I do love people.
Like he's like, I hate my job. I'm quitting tomorrow. And then I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. And then like 5 minutes later, you're all, okay, I'm better.
Yeah, I know. Mine are short lived, but I'm telling you, like there are times where I think I hate people, and I need to work on that. And I pray about that too. But like, there's times where I'm like, I am the stupidest person to ever think I wanted to work with people ever.
Said that today. You said that like twice. And I was like, I know, no.
Because I got mad twice.
No, that's not true.
I know. And then now I'm like, oh, people are great.
I hope I calm you down a little bit.
You do, but it doesn't sink until like you do. And, but then, but like when I'm okay, look, there. One, I'm sure. I think you're like that too. You don't do it as much, but I still think you're like that. When I'm in the middle, like when I'm at the peak of my anger, mm-hmm. I may hear you, but I don't want to hear you. Mm-hmm. And then it's not until after I calm down, I go, oh yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm like in the middle, just like my top level that I'm going to get for that moment where I'm just pissed, I feel like you don't feel that way. Then I'm just like, I know the voice of reason's there, but I'm challenging it. I'm like, yes, I do. I'm
yeah, like, but you.
I'm like, I don't even care if I don't really. I want to hate people.
And you want, and that's why I don't have a problem saying, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Shut up. You're going to get over this in like 5 minutes and you're going to be better. Like, just have it out. You know, I saw this post.
There are people that I don't like, though.
I saw this post yesterday, actually. I almost posted it. I don't think I posted it. I don't think I did. But anyways.
I just learned that you could do that.
Anyways, yeah. But there was this post that was talking about, like, whenever something is not good, not right, like, it makes you mad, like, things that happen like today, you give yourself 5 minutes. You can hit the wall. You can scream and yell. You can do whatever you want. And once that 5 minute timer is up,
you're done.
And that's and you drop better, it.
Huh? I've never tried that.
And then at that point, it's like, okay, you're giving yourself permission to do and feel and however you want in that 5 minutes.
You're not hiding. Oh yeah, you're not trying to hide the fact that you should be feeling angry.
No, you can be angry. You have that 5 minutes. And then once that 5 minutes is over, you go, okay, I can't change it. Or we can change it. And then you just, your attitude changes after that point.
That is actually really good. You know what I used to do instead of that?
What?
I used to drive really fast with my eyes closed.
This is not good.
I still do that. You want to go for a ride?
No, not at all. But I liked that because it's like, okay, I'm going to give myself 5 minutes. And I wish I would do that because I've cried a lot this week. I literally have cried a lot this week.
I would say 25 times is not that bad.
And I don't normally, like, I am an emotional person, but I don't cry every week.
I don't think I've seen you cry this week.
No, you haven't seen me cry in a while. It's been a while.
Yeah, it hasn't been, definitely hasn't been.
I think the last time was when my friend died, but, or.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But anyways, prayer is
good.
Have
you seen me cry?
No, I don't think so.
Crying right now.
Shut up. You are not. Anyway.
No, but prayer is like life changing. And I think finding God and really finding God. Because I think I found God early in my life a few times. And I think I found God in my 20s. But it wasn't sticking. You know, it wasn't like I'm like, well, let's go to the park. Let's do that. You know, it wasn't like when you really find God, it's life changing. And I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Okay, so moving on.
Okay.
I have a question.
You mean a question?
A question.
It's so weird that I don't have my coffee. That would have been exactly.
That's because
the conversation shift. It's like coffee.
We were so busy this morning that he had a lot of stuff going on, and we couldn't. We usually have this posted by like noon.
This is my first time on the air. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, anyways, and so now it's going to be posted later, so most people are not going to hear it until tomorrow. But that's all right.
You know, a pleasure to layer.
Okay.
No, that's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
No, really, you hold out at the absolute until the absolute breaking point, and then it drives people wild.
Okay. Well. All right. Okay. Moving on. So I have to ask you a question. So.
My answer is 7.
Oh no. Okay, that's my favorite number, by the way. Oh, you have a 7 on you. Oh, he has a tattoo of a 7, which 7 is my favorite number. I was born in the 70s.
Me too.
On the 7th.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have been born in July. My birthday would have been really cool, but whatever.
7/7/77.
Yeah, that would have been really cool. Yeah, that would have been cool. Anyways, I have a dilemma.
Okay.
And I usually don't run into these dilemmas. I usually am very, very, very good at these dilemmas, but this one is kind of harder for me. So what do I get my best friend for his 50th?
Oh, okay. So best friend 50 is a big deal.
I know.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's one right or wrong answer. Do you know what this person, hobby. You know what their hobbies are?
So here's the thing. This person likes, like, well, I would say, well, I can't get him anything that I've already gotten him all of his things for his hobbies. So it's kind of like difficult to like say, like I got him guitar picks and I got him like, he likes golf. So I got him like these golf tees. And I have, no, but I was actually going to buy you a guitar too and a skateboard yesterday. Ooh. I showed you the pictures.
Oh yeah, you did.
I was going to buy one, but I couldn't pick which one. Anyways, so a guitar, I could get him a guitar.
The guitar's tricky though, because what kind of guitar? Do you want it to be a little campfire guitar? You can spend $100, $200. Well, I wouldn't go
$100. Campfire guitar?
Meaning like,
are we talking like an acoustic? I think he already has one.
Well, I mean like one that's like you could like throw in the back of your truck. One that you could throw in the back of like, you know, like my guitars that I have at home are very, I'm like, don't sneeze around them. Don't, you better wash your hands. Like there's certain guitars. Like I would never take it camping. I would never take it. Like I would never, I hate traveling with it. And you can buy a guitar that's like, hey, if I'm going to the airport, whatever, you know, like I can travel. And they even have like travel size guitars too. That are like still like those. So like I always consider those like just like your campfire, like your throwaway ones, right? So you don't mind traveling with. That's always a good time because a lot of the time people will spend $1,000 on a guitar and they're like, well, I'm just gonna. The only time I'm gonna really play it is at home. And then if I don't have time at home, oh, but what if I go on vacation? Oh, I have this guitar that's like $200 that I can take anywhere that I don't mind lugging around.
Aren't guitars big? Guitars are big, though.
Well, but they have ones that are, like, specifically designed for airports.
Like, that's like a ukulele.
It's not a ukulele because it has 6 strings.
Oh, okay.
A uke only has 4.
So I don't know what to get. Like, I've bought him all hobby stuff before. So it's like, okay, he's gotten that, like... down to the point where, wait, it's like your 50th. Like,
this is a big deal. You know what I value more than gifts these days?
What?
Experiences. Whether that means traveling or like, oh my God, like I don't think I could bungee jump or dive, you know, but like what if you bought like an experience instead of like an actual tangible thing? Like it's like, hey, I bought you a skydiving trip. I bought you a horseback riding.
I guess if it's something that I like, he'll just give it back to me.
And then basically you just got your own, you just got a gift.
You did the right thing. I'm just kidding.
No, check this out. You did the right thing and you helped someone and you're like, I'm going to do a good deed. But really you knew it was going to come back to you. Oh, so you just get a good
skydiving? No, he'd hate that. But that's, I'm going to get that.
That's an example. But what I mean is like when I went to Zion for my birthday, yeah. That was epic. That was like one of the best birthdays I had.
You just gave me the best idea.
Zion?
No, I'm not going to say on here, but I have some ideas now running around in my head. All right. Okay.
See, but like, I mean, how many birthdays have I been like, okay, like girlfriend at the time, like here's a pair of shoes, here's a cool pair of pants and all that's great. You know, you can't go wrong. Like clothes, you know, I like clothes. I like rings and all that stuff. Actually, rings for me is a good gift, but like, hey, your birthday, you're turning, my next birthday is 33. We're going to go to wherever. That's way cool.
Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do now. No joke.
Don't buy him a plane.
Huh?
Don't buy him a plane.
A plane?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Wish I was that rich.
That's your salary.
But, okay, I don't know, it just totally came to me. This is amazing. I'm so happy. So.
Hey, you know what? They don't call me a genius for nothing.
Seriously.
Well, Bella's the only one that does that.
Anyways, well, thank you for that. What do you have? What else is going on with you? Anything?
What else is going on with me? No, I'm going rock climbing tomorrow. So that should be fun.
Oh, with the guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Devin.
Mm-hmm. I like him. He's nice.
He is nice. So that's going to be cool. And I've obviously, you know, I've been eating really good and going to the gym. I went to the gym last night. I was so close to bailing. I went, but I'm like on this new kick where I'm like just I'm working out, I'm running. Rock climbing is an amazing workout. I'm just trying to keep fit.
Okay, so can we talk about this for a minute to keep fit?
Keep fit.
Okay, he does eat really good. Like every day, he like eats his chicken, his rice, his avocado. What else do you put in it?
Green onion, cilantro, and some soy sauce, and a little bit of beetroot hair.
Disgusting. Anyways, okay. So I know we've talked about this before. I want like J-Lo booty or Kim Kardashian booty, right? Which I don't have. I have no booty. And so...
Neither do I.
And so you're always just do squats, just do squats. Everybody tells me, just do squats. So guess what I did today?
You did squats.
I did not do squats. Can't stand them. So I bought that machine.
What machine?
That squat machine.
Oh,
I bought it today. And I was like, nope, this girl's going to have that booty by the end of the year.
You know what? You totally could, because you have technically 3 months, because you have all of October, all of November, and December. So you know what you can do if you don't like squats? You go to Vasa, don't you?
Yeah.
You know that machine where you spread your legs open?
No.
Sitting down, and there's like pads right here, and you go like that.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I know the one that you get in, and it's on your shoulders, and you stand up, and then that's the
another
booty
form
one.
Of squatting, I think, isn't it?
Aren't we talking about squats?
Yes, but you're talking about what you're talking about is getting a booty. So those machines where you just sit down and your legs are like this, and you basically go like this with your legs.
That's like the Thigh Master.
No, but it's your butt, because you're going like this.
He's like doing a demonstration right now. Oh my gosh.
I'll have to show you, but or the one where you're standing up, and if this is my leg, you're pushing it back like a donkey kick. That one.
I don't think I've seen that machine.
So EOS is probably better than Boss.
Well, I don't know if I'm a treadmill girl.
Yeah, you don't really go floating around.
No, so I don't really look. I just see the machines that are right in front of me, and that's it.
Your chest is right here on a pad, and you're holding it down in front of you, and then you're just pushing like a donkey would kick you. You're pushing your leg out, obviously slow, and you can put whatever weight on there, and that's strictly butt. So I know people don't like doing squats. Squats are solid, but there are tons of just like ass workouts that you can do that aren't squats.
Okay.
The one that you have, that you go like the one that you're like, what's the one? Like, looks like you're humping the air. That one is a butt workout too.
Okay. Okay. Well, I did buy it because I was like, I remember I showed it to you one day and you're like, you don't need that. And it was just like,
I don't remember what it is.
I just remembered I showed it to you and I go, I want this. And you're like, you don't need it. All you have to do is squats. And I hate them.
You know what, though, is I hate legs. As a man, most men probably like to do arms and chest and like they like the, you know, like that kind of stuff. Myself included, I actually like legs now because you just got to get used to it.
Oh, I'm good with legs. My legs grow so fast, though. Like
what are you worried about doing squats for?
Because I don't like them. That's the one thing I don't like.
But guess what? People don't like to eat healthy until they look like...
Well, I'm not eating, just FYI for all my friends out there, I am not eating the month of October. If I do, it's going to be four times the entire month.
You can learn. You will not hate squats as much.
Well, I hate them. And so now I bought this machine. So I'm going to sit in front of the TV.
And you're like, oh, it's because of squats. You're going to love squats, aren't you?
Yeah, with the squat machine.
Well, I don't know. You have to show me what it looks like. I don't remember.
Anyways, I just ordered it today. I was mad this morning and I was like, screw it, I'm ordering it. And I did. And so hopefully it gets to my house soon because the month of October.
You know what's funny is that you got mad and ordered something.
I did.
I remember one time years ago, I tried to, well, actually, it's funny because I grew up my mustache when I was here, but this was, way younger. I grew up a little and it was the ugliest mustache. It was because this was like 10 years ago. And I remember I woke up and I was pissed. And then I looked in the mirror and I added to my piss. I was like, what am I doing with this mustache? So I shaved it out of anger in the morning. And I don't know why I just thought of that. Because you were like mad and you're like, I'm ordering this. Sometimes we make these impulsive decisions when we're mad. Like,
well,
shaving a shitty mustache.
Well, okay. Speaking of the reason that I really wanted, like, and I'm only eating four times in October is because for those people that don't know, I'm having surgery in November. And so I want to lose at least 13 more pounds between now. And that's the minimum.
People don't know that when you eat more, it hires your metabolism. And
screw that. Screw that. I do not believe that. Because every time I eat more, what happens? I go home and I've gained weight. So screw that. Oh, you want to bet?
Yeah, but you can't.
Now it's on. No, October is on.
I could barely limit myself to eating four times a day, let alone you're going to eat four times in a month.
If I ate as much as you eat, I would be 500 pounds.
I don't eat that much, do I?
For me, you do. You burn more than I do. My average calorie burn is 1,000 calories a day. So I have to be at least 500 calories of that.
And then you're going to have to...
Can you eat 500 calories a day?
Oh, I eat 500 calories when I think.
I'm talking about a day, and that's it.
No. No, I can't even eat 500 calories in a meal. that's too low for me in a meal.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, you know. Yeah. It's like, no, I can eat four times a month, and I'll be all right.
I wonder how many calories are, like, a double-double with a fry at In-N-Out.
We looked at this.
What was that?
I don't know. It was a lot.
Because that's easy for me to eat. Or, you go to whatever drive-thru, and it's like, can I get a large combo, son of a Baconator, large fry, blah, blah. That's probably 1,400 calories in one go.
Yeah.
And there's been how many times in my life where I just sit in bed eating that thing, all of it. And then I'll go and crush a bag of hot Cheetos.
Okay, but did you hear what you just said? You said sit in bed.
Yeah.
And eat.
Yeah.
That's one of my rules, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You cannot eat. Have you ever eaten in bed, though? You cannot eat in bed.
No. Have you ever done it?
Yes, and I think it's disgusting.
No, but okay, but how luxury was it?
I don't think it was luxury.
Have you ever been to a hotel, ordered room service, and ate the room service in bed?
Yes, but that's different.
But that isn't that awesome?
That's good.
Yes.
But.
Now imagine if you did that at home.
No.
Naked.
No.
While you're watching Netflix. That's awesome.
Absolutely not. So I have a rule. Your bedroom is your sanctuary. It should be the place you feel comfortable. The place that makes you want to dream. The place that
That's why you got to open a bag of chips in bed, fart all you want, eat as much curry in bed, and then put it on the nightstand, throw it away the next day.
Negative.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. So when I live...
You've seen my room. It's pretty clean.
Yes, it's pretty clean. Yes.
Up to your standards?
Oh, no.
What? Why?
No. Just because it's too cluttered for me, but that's all right. That's all right. But your room is nice. You do have a nice room. He's got these awesome windows that are floor to ceiling.
Yes.
I love them.
And there's curry all over them.
Disgusting. I don't want to. Never mind. My mind is in the gutter right now, so I'm going to just shut that off.
Oh, curry.
I know, but it was going somewhere else, okay? All right.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
No, I get what you mean. It's probably not the best habit, but I'm telling you, when you order some takeout, whatever it is, you get in bed, you put on a robe or pretend whatever it is, you put a show on, and eating that Panda Express in bed. And then, because guess what? You know when you finish eating, you're already laying down. All you got to do is lean back, and then the food just goes away. And then guess there's no cleanup. There's no... Hey, I gotta do the dishes. I'm already in. I want to eat dinner and get in bed. Guess what? I'm already in bed.
And then what happens when you wake up in the morning and you look over and you see on your dresser or on your floor the dishes that you didn't do from the day before?
Well, usually if it's takeout, you just throw it away.
But what if it wasn't? What if you went to the kitchen, you made yourself food, and then you went and you ate it in bed and you watched your Netflix, and then you wake up in the morning, you're like,
yeah.
Crap.
Yeah. That doesn't happen as much. I usually get takeout, but I get it.
So let me tell you this.
I try to do my best to at least put in the sink. Not do the dishes, but at least put them in the sink.
See, and he doesn't. Okay, can I just tell you this? So the other day, I was going to tell you something else, but the other day, I had done all the dishes in the sink in the clubhouse. Okay. And I go in there the next day, because I was here the next day, and every single dish that I had done the day before was back in the sink dirty. And I was like, are you like my husband where every time you get a drink, you have to get a new cup?
Well, you know what? Whenever I cut, so if I cut green onions with one knife, then I don't want to cut my plum with the same knife.
So I did that today. So today I ate, right? Today I had cheese and crackers and apples. So what did I do? I cut the cheese, right? And then I washed the knife. And then I cut the apple. And then I washed the knife.
See, but the idea that I don't like washing.
Well, then don't use it.
That's why we need...
This is the whole reason that I bought paper plates.
Yes.
And throwaway cups.
Paper plates and cutlery, or not cutlery, yeah, the disposable knives and the to-go knives or whatever.
What Latina woman have you been in their house that there is dishes in the sink?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
I hate dishes. I hate laundry. I that's why I want to order a maid. and a filer and like a like I just like there's certain things in life that are just like ah, like I hate it. Like I would that's why I don't even want to own dishes. I want to just own. I'll have a drawer. I get a house. I just have a drawer of 10,000 disposable knives.
So you need to watch the show The Minimalist.
Yeah.
You need to watch it. And you literally don't need all those dishes. You literally could have two plates, two knives, two forks, two like of everything. But and what happens?
But you have to wash it every day.
Exactly.
I just got to get in the habit of washing. Am I good at doing dishes?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Remember the one that we made tuna in?
Oh, God. Okay, so I have this really good tuna recipe, and it has like...
We never had it since.
Oh, but it's really good, though.
No,
like
but
it's...
It is.
It's tuna and it has like apples in it green onions and like it's really, really, really good. And I usually serve like if I was going to serve it like at parties or something, I would have it on little croissant rolls. You know what I mean? Like it would be like, oh, this is so cute. I'm a good party thrower, just FYI. But we left this in the fridge and forgot about it for like a month.
Easily a month.
Easily.
There was things moving in there.
And we had like... And I have OCD, right? And so my problem is like contamination issues. And so if it is in the, I can't touch it. Like, so I will go in and I was like, I can't touch that. So I will like tell my husband, I'll be like, you're going to have to clean that out because I can't touch it. Like I can't, because once it's contaminated, it is contaminated. It's going to like kill me. It's going to kill you. It's going to kill everybody.
You know what's funny about that is there was so much mold in it. And then I didn't even do it. I just put water in it, and the mold was...
But hold on. You put it on the counter, and then you had to put pillows around it so I wouldn't see it.
And that shows how lazy I am. I was able to put water in it, but I was like, well, no, I'm not going to do it yet. And then you were like, I can't go in the kitchen. I was like, oh. So what didn't occur to me was to do the dishes, but I would hide it with a pillow.
And so he hid it on the counter. Picture this crock pot.
With mold in
with
it.
With mold, like just completely moldy and pillows around it. So I can't see it because I couldn't walk in the kitchen just because I knew it was there. And that's my OCD. And I am so sorry. If you are friends with me, I have extreme OCD, contamination OCD.
Yes. You know what made me feel bad? The cleaners did it.
The cleaners. So we had cleaners come and the cleaners were cleaning and they actually... Just cleaned it.
They're probably thinking like, what?
They're Latino women.
You know what it is. I take care of them. I give them coffee every day now.
That's why they did it.
Or not every day. They come once a week. But I give them, I used to give them gummy worms. Take care of them and they'll do your moldy dishes.
That's us Latinas. We'll take care of you. You take care of us.
I could not, that next day when they came, I didn't notice it. And then the next day I came, I was like, oh. I was like, that mold is gone.
That's so funny.
Yeah, those poor cleaners.
That was pretty bad. But anyway, well.
Do you feel better?
I do feel better. I do feel better. Whenever we do an episode, I feel better. I really do.
Mi amo.
And hopefully I'm not going to go home and cry tonight.
You know why you won't?
Why?
Because you won't. Just don't.
You know what's funny is when I am super stressed out, if I go somewhere, like in public. Mm. And walk around. Like, I don't have to be shopping. Like, a lot of times when I'm bored,
you just go do
stuff. I just go out and I'll, like, go walk around stores and I'll look at things. And I'm not shopping. I am in public.
You're being out. Yeah, people watching.
People watching.
I know we're doing that at the symphony.
Symphony, yes. We're just standing there watching people and it was really fun. But that always makes me feel better. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I might end up doing that tonight just because I just need to get my mind off of my horrible things I tell myself because that's what I've been doing all day.
Well, you know what? You're your own worst enemy. And guess what? Be nice to yourself because yourself is a reflection of those who you know are going to be inside of the wisdom and the truth that you are. So when you be good and you have that wisdom for those of you that do understand things, do you know one thing? Because if you do, you would know that because you are
okay. Great. So for those of you that don't know, Jack goes off on these little tangents and then he doesn't know what he's saying at the end.
I know, you know what? In all honesty, I was going to say something like, you got to be nice to yourself because, you know, you're my friend. And then I lost it. Then I was like, I got to keep talking about it.
I think he does that all the time, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be like, huh? Huh?
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, this was fun.
This was fun.
We do. And sorry this was so late in the day. I mean, it will get posted sometime tonight, but.
It's not late. Because guess what? Well, yeah, I guess it was late.
It was a little bit.
It was only like 6 hours late.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well. But you know what? It's dinner time. So everybody go have a good dinner.
Yes. I love dinner.
And invite us over.
Yes. Yes. We'll be there.
We will. Anyways, do you want to say it?
Okay. One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.